This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Final segment, Scott Ritter in studio. He's speaking at the Liberty Tree Tavern in Elgin tonight. Get his book, Disarmament in a Time of Perestroika. I want to invite you back very soon. Great to have you in studio. Interviewed you 15 years ago a couple times, but you're here with us in studio. But you were making some really great points about there are really no secrets. It's all just common sense. So in 5 minutes, closing comments.
Well, look, I was an intelligence officer for a number of years, and I'm not bragging, but I had the highest security clearances the country can give somebody. And what I've learned is that what we call classified information that we keep secret, yeah, there's a reason we keep it secret, but it's really just common sense. If you actually think through a problem, you'll figure out what we're doing. And the Russians are the same thing. We're trying to keep secret from them that which they are doing against us. We have the same capabilities. We have the same implementation strategies, et cetera. And so it's stupid that we're basically doing this dance. And you have in the background right here Dr. Strangelove, a great movie. You know, when I was a weapons inspector in Russia, we actually showed this movie to our Soviet counterparts. And as Americans, we were laughing the whole time because it's just a funny movie. It's hilarious. Peter Sellers is a genius. George C. Scott, brilliant. The Russians are aghast. They're going, what kind of movie is this? And we said, well, it's a comedy about thermonuclear war. They said, why would you ever joke about this? It's not funny. And there's the difference. A nation that lost 27 million people and a nation that only lost 300,000 people. A nation that had their country destroyed by a German occupation force and a nation that had nothing happen to it whatsoever. We find thermonuclear war entertaining. They find it the scariest thing on the planet.
And I got a hand to the Germans in a bad way. And the Russians, I guess, killed 20 million of them or more. The damn Nazis were good at killing people. I mean, that takes a lot of stuff to kill that many people.
They were a nation that was geared towards the destruction of humanity. And every American owes a debt of gratitude to those 27 million Soviets who gave their lives in defeat of Nazi Germany. You know, we went across the beach in Normandy. We fought in France, and I'm not denigrating the courage of anybody who participated in that conflict. That pales in comparison to what
the... Well, Eisenhower said we were a distraction for the Russian force.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we fought dozens of German divisions. They fought hundreds of German divisions. We killed hundreds of thousands of Germans. They killed millions of Germans.
Yeah, both my grandfathers in the Army Air Corps, and both of them almost died. So it was a real war for America. My dad's uncle, you know, went down in a merchant marine ship bringing supplies to Russia. So it was a real war. But imagine 27 million.
You can't. That's the problem. But here's another thing. General Cavoli, the commander of U.S. forces in Europe right now, he spoke in Sweden in January to a defense forum. And he talked about the war that's going on right today in Ukraine. Because most Americans read it, and we think of Hollywood movies, et cetera. He said that NATO could not imagine the scope and scale of the violence that's taking place to their NATO, the most powerful military alliance, the one that we're in heart, said they couldn't imagine it, which means NATO's not trained, equipped, prepared to fight that kind of fight. We don't understand that kind of violence that's taking place between the Ukrainians and the Russians today. And that was what was happening.
It's an incredible Slavic civil war.
It's a tragic Slavic civil war, one that didn't need to be fought. And understand this, people of America watching the show, we're the ones to blame. We started this war. Every dead Ukrainian, the blood of every dead Ukrainian is on our collective
hands. George Soros brags he helped start it.
And George Soros should be brought to the docket and given the appropriate punishment.
All right, 60 seconds left. Scott Ritter, great to have you in studio.
Thank you very much for having me, and I hope we can have this conversation again. I hope we're given the opportunity to have this conversation again, that we're both here.
Wow. I mean, the public has already been against the war. They're turning against it more, but the policymakers don't care. Like you said, we should protest, we should get involved, and we should say no to the neocons and neoliberals that want us.
100%. Again, I'll just make one last appeal. When I get on air at some point in the future, and I ask you to take to the streets to lend your voice to the multitudes we need to send a signal to Washington, D.C., please take time out of your day to do just that. If we put a couple million people in the streets in support of the cause of disarmament, we just might be able to push that righteous cause into the victory column, and then we all get to live.
Well, right-wingers, nationalists should really be against this. It's not their instinct to protest war. They need to now. But where are the liberals? I mean, they are like frothing for war now. It's so sad.
100% sad. The Democrats are only anti-war when Republicans in office.
All right, Scott Ritter, thank you so much. Special guest is coming up 1 hour, Owen Schroyer. Orem, thank you so much, sir.
Thank you for having me, sir.
Folks, come out and see him tonight, the Liberty Tree Tavern in Elgin. And hopefully we'll be here tomorrow. Tate Daly takes over.
We now have three new game-changing products that are in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And one of our best-selling products sold out for over a year that's now back in stock. Our prebiotic does need any introduction. Does such amazing things for your gut flora, your overall health. What it does is essential. Go read about it at InfoWarsStore.com. And now, the fourth toothpaste designed with my dad. The last two were big hits. This one is really special. It's turmeric concentrate with a bunch of other essential oils and so much more to take your mouth's health to the next level. They also have high-quality ashwagandha root for your libido, your stamina, your testosterone with black pepper extract to accelerate it as a pill. And we have ashwagandha root gummies as well. Very strong, very powerful. Now in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there, experience these great products and others, and fund the InfoWar. The only way we fail is not taking action. God bless you. Now please visit InfoWarsStore.com and experience these powerful products for yourself.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host from the Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com. So glad to be with you. All right, I'll say it. I've got so many questions about Monday. I've got to ask some questions here. And I could be wrong. I just want to throw some of the most obvious things out there and ask you, I guess, you, what you think about some of these things that went down in the shooting on Monday. I'm just perplexed. So let me share some things that jumped out at me, if I could do that with you. The Covenant House shooting. I'm still kind of reeling from it because some things didn't add up or make sense, and I just wanted to share those things with you. So this happens at 10 in the morning, 11 minutes after 10 Eastern time. And Hale goes in, and who had not yet been identified, wearing a red hat. Usually transgenders don't like to wear red hats because red hats signify MAGA. But anyway... So wearing a red hat, shoots her way into the school, the glass doors, and the alarm goes off. The alarm sounds in the school. You can see the alarm. And I have a question. Not one person went to go see what was happening. Not one adult. Because you don't automatically know that something is gunfire. Sometimes it can sound a little different, or you hear the crashing of glass or what have you. But there was some time for he, him, her, what I... Anyway, to get into the building, and nobody came out. Nobody came out to see what had happened. And I found that to be strange. And then I thought that it was weird that she, him, her, was walking around the school and looking indoors, and no one was coming out. There wasn't a soul in sight. I thought that was really, really strange. This was actually a pretty fast event. Within 10 minutes, the cops were on site. And I do have a lot of questions about the body cam footage, because I thought the body cam footage was really strange. But this person obviously going in and out of doors and not really able to kind of understand, like almost like looking like they're lost, don't really know where they are. And I thought this person went to this school previously. But I did think it was strange that not one person was in view. The whole time we're seeing any footage of this shooter in the school. There's not one person on site. Now, the school is a two-decker school, and they have 600 students. So I'm guessing maybe a couple hundred students are down in the classrooms below, I would imagine. Usually you have your little kids up, you know, downstairs and your bigger kids upstairs, and this is a K through 6 school. So from 10:11 to 10:23, everyone moved upstairs to the second level. I'm not quite sure how they did that with several hundred students and so quietly, but it seems that every single staff member, every single administration member, every teacher, every student, somehow, they said in the articles, they were shepherded upstairs. How were they shepherded upstairs with Hale walking around, noticing everything? How did they all get upstairs? It was really, really strange. So Within 10 minutes, they have one person outside to greet the officers that come. So this person tells the officers that everyone is upstairs. I'm not quite sure how she knew that, but maybe they had a plan before. Everyone is upstairs, but there's two kids missing. How did she know there were two kids missing? Doesn't even make sense. She's outside, okay? So they unlock the door, and they go in, and on the body cam footage, which was really, I found really to be strange, there's no timestamp. There's even a timestamp on the security footage at the school, but no timestamp. Isn't there an Axiom timestamp that happens on the body cams? I'm pretty sure there is a real timestamp, a running timestamp that happens. But I didn't see that on the body cam footage for the officer coming in. So they're going in, and she says they're on the second floor, and they're going down the hallway, and it looks like some shots might be going off, but nothing's really nicked or anything. And then all of a sudden, the guy with the body cam is in the back, and there seems to be officers already inside the room, and the perpetrator is just basically there, standing there, I guess, waiting to be shot, not hiding behind anything, not hiding behind a couch, not doing anything, but right in front of these glass windows. And the glass windows don't shatter. The furniture isn't broken. The floor around the person is, I mean, there was a pretty healthy hail of gunfire, but yet everything stayed pretty much intact. Later on, they showed a picture of a hole through the window, and a piece of the glass on the inside broken out. But usually it would all shatter, which is kind of strange, because if you look at the shooter coming into the school, all the glass pretty much shattered when shot at. But anyway, so they shoot the perpetrator, but the perpetrator wasn't even hiding. The shooter was the shooter just standing there waiting to be shot in an empty room with glass behind him? I just didn't understand that. It almost looked to me like it was like a drill footage where you walk in and everything is kind of set, you know exactly where you're going, and you look in some of the rooms as they were upstairs and not a soul to be found anywhere in the videos. I found that to be really strange. So this all happened in 10 minutes. In 10 minutes, all the kids, hundreds of them, were somehow shepherded upstairs without anyone noticing, without the shooter noticing, without a single soul in the hallway. No footage of that, apparently, to be seen. They're not showing any footage of the kids going upstairs. And then there's no footage of the kids coming out of the school. There's 600 children at this school. Not one single shot of the kids walking out. Just a string of 12 kids holding hands, going to a bus that's by some trees that looks like it's away from the school. But where's all the kids? I remember in Columbine, you saw all the kids leaving the school, right? There was no kids leaving the school like that. And so I wondered where all that footage was. I mean, obviously they've got the footage. They had cameras in the school. So I'm wondering why they didn't show, even with the faces etched, why didn't they show the kids moving from one floor to another? Maybe that would be helpful in the future for other schools to see how they did this giant feat of 10 minutes in 10 minutes, absolutely without the shooter noticing, getting them upstairs. Also, they say that they don't know, even though they have cameras in the school, they don't know exactly the path the shooter took or how the person was able to shoot three adults and three kids and not injure anybody. Usually with gunfire, I would imagine you're injuring some people. You don't have dead and then alive. You've got people injured from stray bullets or whatnot. And especially because usually in these situations, they keep all the kids together, right? In a group. So how did that happen? How did you have that happen? It still is a real big mystery to me that I'm still trying to figure out. And, you know, condolences to the people killed, of course. And it's just nothing about the footage makes sense. They waited as the guy got into the room. There were cops ahead of him, but they waited for him with the body cam to shoot the perpetrator who wasn't hiding. That to me was really strange. If you've got officers standing there in the room already or already approaching the room, why would they not shoot the perpetrator? Why wait for the guy with the body cam? That never made sense to me. So then, all of this happens within 15 minutes. Parents were notified at 10:30, start arriving to the school. That takes a second to do that. I mean, it takes a minute to do that. And they said that at 11 a.m., they began arriving at the University Medical Center. There was no coroner on site. Where was the coroner? There was an ambulance, a picture of an ambulance, but the ambulance was never used. The ambulance was sitting there. There was not even a paramedic to be found. No paramedics, just nobody working on anybody. But they said that they went to the hospital at 11. Oddly enough, within 30 minutes, they were already printing all of this in the newspapers. I found that to be really strange, too. Don't you need some time to counsel with the families of the victims before you start having all these pictures ready to go and hitting the newspapers? It was really, really strange. A lot of this I found to be really, really strange. I'll be right back on The Alex Jones Show. Kate Daly.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? Truck drivers? Law enforcement? and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host. I'm just asking the obvious questions that stuck out to me immediately upon watching the body cam footage that they immediately released. And I mean immediately released. Usually it takes a while to get that footage. And the footage of the perpetrator in the school, usually it takes a while to get that as well. So I was kind of thinking that was a little strange, and things just popped out at me that didn't make sense. So I'm reaching out to all of you to kind of see, you know, what makes sense about this? Or what doesn't make sense about this, I should say. But I have to voice these things or I'll go nuts, because these things are very, very, to me, pretty obvious about the fact that none of this makes any common sense. So let me kind of go through this with you just a little bit. So the shooter walks into the school, or after blowing out the doors, nobody comes to check or see what's happening. And then, of course, you have this perpetrator just kind of walking around the school, looking in the doors. Usually somebody with a vengeance wants, you know, they have a certain place they want to know or get to because they went to the school. Obviously, that's what we were told. And you would think they would know, but they're going in every single door, like looking in every single door. It was kind of strange. Nobody was in these doors. So I found that to be a little strange. And how did they get everybody upstairs in just, what, 8 or 9 minutes, right, before the cops got there? Because nobody was downstairs. And that was pretty obvious when the cops were downstairs. So, and the person outside said that they were told to go up upstairs, that everybody was upstairs. That's really fast. From the moment you hear or you see, or I would hear in this case, the doors being shot out, and then all of a sudden they're upstairs. So I did think that was really, really strange. And the two kids missing thing was really strange too. So why didn't they just arrest the perpetrator? The perpetrator was in a room by themselves. Why didn't they just, they weren't around a bunch of children. The perpetrator was standing there, not hiding. And so why didn't they just arrest the person, you know, incapacitate and arrest? I'm just curious, because a lot of these cases, the person ends up dead, but it's just kind of strange. As the cops were going through the classrooms, no kids were anywhere, as you're seeing the footage right now. So I'm just kind of wondering how they all got upstairs or where they all went. There wasn't a lot of buses waiting for the kids to bring them to another location. So I'm wondering where the shot of all the buses are to load in 600 kids is a lot of buses and a lot of kids. So how did they get them from point A to point B where the parents could pick them up? That's never, nobody knows. Nobody seems to know where that footage is. But everybody scattered really, really fast. So I also wondered, the police chief said the motive was vengeance early in the morning the next day. But then later in a newscast, the police chief said they didn't know what the motive was at all. And so I thought that was kind of strange too, because they did know the motive. They were saying the motive, and it was vengeance, going back to the school for vengeance. So I did think that was a little strange as well. So, like I said, nobody was injured, either deceased or alive, but nobody injured by a stray bullet. I did find that to be a little weird. I don't know how rare that is, but I'm sure it's very, very rare that you would have a person who is only 28 years old, who is not probably an aficionado in guns, but would have had to have been a pretty excellent marksman to be able to do that. It was kind of strange too. She was loaded up with guns, and the guns, obviously they never use all those guns, but it seemed like there were a lot of guns involved that he had.
on their person, but I don't know that there was even time to use all of those. So I always wonder about that. I thought that was kind of strange too. So when Fox 17 in Nashville came out with the news report only 20 minutes later, I thought that was kind of weird that they were already naming the people involved. And I don't even know if they had time to even go to the families to tell them. I thought the timing was, it was really fast. It was really fast. This footage was fast. They went right to where it seemed like the perpetrator was, and then shot the perpetrator to death. Still no coroner on scene. That was strange. One woman said in a news report, which I found so weird, "I think I lost my daughter today." They were putting the names out very, very quickly, and so I'm not sure why she would have been so confused as to whether or not she lost her daughter. But it was a really strange statement. I thought, "I think I lost my daughter today." Normally, by the time you're interviewed and identified as the parent, you would have known, they would have told you. And so that was really strange. They had the student on the bus with the handprint against the bus, but no other kids shown through the windows. That was a little strange, too. I thought that was a little weird. No other kids shown on the bus, just her. The shooter, I'm sure you've seen by now, wearing Puma shoes, walking around the school, and then it switched to the Vans. I think it was Vans in the shot where they were laying down on the ground. So I thought that was the shoe switcheroo, if that happened. Maybe it didn't, but it seems as though they were different shoes. That was, I thought, kind of strange, too. If you notice in this cam shot that you're seeing right now, I'm not seeing a lot of glass break or anything. I'm not seeing anything. Anyway, it's just kind of strange, but the glass didn't shatter behind the perpetrator. That was a little strange. There's just so many things about this that don't add up. So the body cam, like I said, was released really fast, almost too fast. And there was a manifesto and a message involved. So we knew exactly why the person did what they did, which I know happens in Law and Order shows, but usually that doesn't happen. Usually the person is going to go do what they're going to go do without a lot of "this is why I'm doing it" conclusionary, what happens in a Law and Order episode. So I did find that to be really strange. Also, all the pics that are shown again are cops standing around shooting the breeze. Like, "Hey, Bob, what's for lunch?" Nobody in a hurry. Nobody, an ambulance sitting there, a cop motorcycle sitting there, and maybe two cars with two officers standing around not doing a lot. It's kind of reminiscent of other things or other shootings that I've seen take place where the officers are just standing there. There's no hurry. They're not really doing anything, which I found to be kind of odd. Nobody ever seemed like they were in a hurry. The officers that walked in with the body cam were in a hurry to get into the school, but nobody else was. And when I saw there was not one photo of a coroner ready to, you know, declare death or take out, the victims, I thought that was really strange, too. In some other shootings, they said they waited till the nighttime to do it, which I thought was really kind of strange as well. But there's never any explanation for any of that. So we're just left with this happened in 15 minutes, and I'm not really quite sure how they maneuvered all those 600 kids around. And why? So really, I want to talk about that when I get back. Why this? And I also want to share with you some points to be made about why, about maybe why they're doing this as to us as a group, just wanting us to see these things. Be right back on the Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host. Happy to be with you.
The fight against the New World Order is now the top story in the world. The globalists are in deep trouble, but they're striking back with all their deep state operatives to shut down InfoWars and other truth tellers like James O'Keefe, Tucker Carlson, and countless others. So please, pray for us now more than ever. Spread the word about the broadcast and get great products to keep us on air and fund our operation while at the same time enriching your life. Now, we've got three new products available at InfoWarsStore.com and a bestseller back in stock. We have the amazing Dr. Jones Naturals turmeric toothpaste and so much more. Find out more at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the ashwagandha root pills with black powder extract to accelerate your libido, stamina, testosterone. We have pure ashwagandha gummies at InfoWarsStore.com as well. These are all the highest quality products. The prebiotic is now finally back in stock. They're all there at InfoWarsStore.com. So please take action now. Enrich your life, empower your body, and keep us on air. Please take action now. InfoWarsStore.com.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
With you on the Alex Jones Show. Usually a coroner goes in to identify the dead. They do some work on the crime scene. Everything about a crime scene usually stays intact so they can go in and do an investigation. In this case, everybody was sent to the hospital within minutes of being killed, I guess. And I don't know where all the ambulances were to take them, but five of them were transported to the hospital where they said they later pronounced them dead. But the news reports were out 20 minutes after that. And 20 minutes after that, they were already identifying the dead, which was really kind of a strange thing. Usually you'd probably want to get to the parents and make sure that the parents were told. So I found that to be really kind of odd. So why I have all these obvious questions. No footage came out to show you the 600 kids leaving the school or being transported or how they got upstairs or where they were inside the building. Not one child, not one administrator was ever shown. And that's why I thought it looked very much like a drill footage. Maybe they were confusing the two. Maybe they had a drill and were showing that as the actual footage. I don't know. But why would they do this? Why the trans? So a lot of shooters end up being the same MO, right? The lonely basement dweller male who has some mental problems, who has a feed on Facebook with pictures, usually neo-Nazi. You know, they usually like to categorize these guys. And then they're usually always in their 20s. They don't know very much about guns or they haven't really had much life experience to shoot guns, but then they become an aficionado in these kinds of situations. And excellent marksmen are able to do what they want to carry out, which I always find kind of strange, but they're always in that same age group. And now it was this transgender person. And it's not like we haven't had that happen before. But I did find it kind of strange. I thought, is this a way to get everybody to kind of focus on, oh, it must be real. This person's a little different than the regular kind of shooter. So this event needs to be obviously taken very seriously for trans vengeance. They're having trans vengeance week or day or whatever it is in Tennessee. So I thought that was kind of strange. And, you know, I wonder sometimes if all of this is to move us again to the right. You know, we were always shifted. So after Bush and after the Patriot Act, and we got, you know, that was already written long before, and we got a war that in a place that shouldn't have been, and the weapons of mass destruction, all of those lies. And then they moved us into Obama as a moderate answer. And Obama at the time was telling everyone, yes, I'm going to go after the NSA and I'm going to do all these things, which of course all he did was strengthen them. Total lies from the beginning, but a lot of people bought into it, even on the Republican side. They were okay if Obama got in. They kind of shifted everybody towards the left. Then I think now they're shifting everybody back towards the right. Whether that's to build a giant war budget, we seem to, on the right, I've been a registered Republican my whole life. It seems like we always turn a blind eye to the incredible war budgets, and then also we turn a blind eye to kind of the NSA, all of those things, everything for our safety. We really don't say much about it. And so do they need 4 years of that? Do they need 8 years of that? Who knows? But it seems to be a big shift to the right. It's kind of like why they showed the Biden footage of him talking about ice cream and joking around and for a solid 10 minutes before he ever says, and maybe now I should talk about the shooting. And they wanted you to see that. Otherwise, they would have hidden it. They wanted him. He's very, very scripted. They wanted him to look like a moron. They wanted you to see how inept he is and how incredibly how he says things and puts his foot in his mouth every 24 seconds. I mean, this is something they want you to see. So that only leads me to believe that they really want you to, or want people in general, because only about, I would say, less than half the country would be Democrat, right? Registered Democrat. And he only got 6% of the vote in 2016. So that leads me to believe that probably even less than that, maybe 3 or 4%, even condone him as a president or think he's even doing a good job. You've got 3 to 4% Democrat in this country that's brain dead that would think he was doing a great job. Okay. So in that case, they keep telling us all that his numbers are high, yet the numbers are very low. But they want you to see this. They wanted you to know he had documents in his garage. They would have just hidden it like they do everything else. They want you to see that he's incredibly inept and horrifying, because his own party thinks he's this way too, and that shifts everybody to the right again. And so I wanted to put that out there because I think there's a couple of things going on with that, but I did find that to be really interesting. The things that I'm always looking for when we see something that the media takes a hold of and brings forth the gun control message right away, and I mean out of the gate, these are some of the things I look for in these shootings, because oftentimes these are the things that don't make sense. The media can't get the facts straight. They can't detail the exact weapon that's going on right now. They don't even know what hardly to call it except for assault weapon. They don't even know what that is, or automatic weapon. And so you've got the confusion. Then you have an assailant that's a loner between the ages of 18 to 29, which in this case, yes, that's it. Story doesn't add up. The numbers change dramatically. The assailant has skills to do a massacre without any training or any known training, or ends up dead or sent to a mental hospital, either one or the other. And you never hear from them again when they're sent to a mental hospital, but the assailant ends up dead. The media will talk about it 24/7. In this case, that's exactly what's happening. There's been other shootings and that hasn't done anything. And no one will ever say that the gun violence rate is lower than 1% in this country. That is a really low percentage. And why? Because over 90% of our country is armed, right? Legally armed. And so you're not going to have a high gun crime rate. It still isn't high. But get them to admit that, they never will. They never will. They'll tell you that guns are killing everybody in the country when they're not. It's well under 1%, and I mean well under 1%. They have between 13,000 and 15,000 deaths a year. That is not a lot in a country with as many millions as we have, 333 million people. So gun control will be the center of every interview and every statement that's happening right now. It happens in a place that most figure is safe. This is a church school. How could you get any safer than this, right? With no motive that can translate to a specific place. And the assailant will post in social media so that you know the motive. In this case, there was a manifesto and also a message sent right before the perpetrator goes in, which I always find kind of convenient and really strange. Bad guys don't usually do that. They do it in movies. They do it in scripted movies, but they don't usually tell you why they're doing what they're doing. The government wants to usually destroy the evidence or the buildings that it happened in right after the event, and then missing police tapes. And so you don't have all the tapes of the kids. Where are all the kids? Only 12 kids were shown holding hands, going to a bus. That's it, 12 kids. Where's the rest of the 600 children? How did they flee? Wouldn't that be good information for other schools to know how they did that? Why aren't they releasing any of that? Do they not have it? The news will tell you a story, but no evidence of that story. And of course, missing ambulances, gurneys, and coroners, no coroners on site. And the government will be quick to do a payout, all coordinated millions to go to GoFundMe accounts. And then, of course, major confusion about the timeline. Still right now, they're saying that they don't know the path that the perpetrator took in the school, but the whole school is cameraed. So I'm not quite sure how they don't know that. So I wish they'd come forward with that. And victims are usually newer to the area, and families express words. But like that one comment, I think I lost my daughter today. It was a really strange comment. Nobody says it like that. Well, why would you say something like that as a mother? You either know or you didn't. The news was coming out 20 minutes after they were at the hospital. So of course you would know. And then of course, we've got the cop with the body cam. For some reason, all the other cops wanted to make sure that the cop with the body cam took the assailant out. I'm still wondering why that is. It doesn't make sense to me. If you're on site and somebody's a threat, then why would you not just take them out? But the guy with the body cam clearly had to be the guy to do it, even though he was behind the other cops. So I thought that was kind of strange, too. A lot didn't add up for me, and I have to bring these questions forward because I'm sure they can answer them, right? I'm sure these things can be answered. I'll be right back on the Alex.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The Alex Jones Show, final segment. So happy to be with you today. And, you know, the things I'm discussing are very, very sensitive, I know, and sensitive for a lot of people. And so I hate to be left with so many questions. I had so many questions, so many overwhelming questions, looking at strange footage that just didn't seem to add up. And I was perplexed by it and thought that I would bring those same questions to you. Maybe you can answer those questions. Because there was too many of them. And so I thought, this is kind of strange that I'm left with so many puzzling questions after this shooting. The News 24/7 cycle right now is all about gun control. And a lot of people calling for gun control. And, of course, going to Biden to tell him to do it. And him saying that Congress needs to pass more and more gun control. And I obviously love to be an armed country, so the idea of losing my Second Amendment bothers me based on a single incident. And so I know that that would bother you, too, because crime with guns isn't exactly our biggest issue in this country, with it well under 1% of actual crime in this country goes to guns. But they never say that in the media, and they never will. Going back, I did a lot of research going back on incidences in schools, in shootings, and I thought that you might find this a little interesting. In the 1950s, they had 5 incidents. And when I say incidents, I don't mean shootings. I mean the fact that somebody had a gun that accidentally went off because you could bring, they even had target practice for one of the classes at schools across the country. You could bring guns to school. This was not a big deal in this country at all. And so to see, you know, guns in the back of a pickup or in the window of a pickup was not a big deal. In the 1950s, there were only 5 incidences, and only a couple of them in the entire country, in the entire decade, even resulted in an incident where somebody was hurt and was targeted, okay? And so I thought that was kind of interesting in the 1950s. In the 1960s, you had about 10. So it went from 5 to 10 and over the entire decade, and it was a targeted revenge on a teacher, and then some high school incidences that were incidences of somebody bringing something to school or thought to be, it could be harmful, but not really. So there really wasn't much happening in those 2 decades. In the 1970s, they had 17 incidences, and mostly, save just 2 of them, they were targeted vengeance against somebody, another student or a teacher at the school. And then in the 80s, we had 28 incidences. And this is like over the entire country, millions and millions and millions of people, 28 incidences. And those incidences were gang retaliation or teacher against a teacher, taking out a teacher for sleeping with his wife. Or one event had higher casualties in the entire 1980s. And these incidences were off on the school grounds with gang violence, different things like that. Not what we see now since in the last 2 decades. In the last 2 decades, this is far, far different. So in the 1990s, it went up to 48 incidences, but these were like arguments over girls off campus, mostly gang incidences, all 48, mostly gang and suicide pacts, things like that. So just not what you're seeing now. What you're seeing now, it's the same MO, the same type of shooter between ages 18 to 29, loner, has access to become a marksman somehow, some way, but never, ever, nobody ever knows how that happened. They're able to carry something like that out. And so you get to see the same MO over and over again. These incidences at all the schools were, let me just put it this way. In the last 2 decades, they compounded the numbers, but the reason the numbers went higher is because, or around that same high rate, is because they would say if it was within school area. So anything like a mile away from the school would be considered an incident at the school. It doesn't make sense at all, but they would count just as many as they could possibly count. Things that happened at night. There was a couple of those incidences that happened in the evening where it was somebody targeting somebody who wasn't even a student at the school, not even a student at the school, somebody visiting the school, things like that. But they would say this was a school shooting. So the school shooting, I would say, definition got very, very, very broad without anybody really realizing it in the last 2 decades, especially this last decade, of course. This last decade, since they passed the Smith-Mundt Act, Obama did that in 2012, that was the new law. So the Smith-Mundt Act of the 40s used to say that we could propagandize to foreign countries about what was going on. Now, Smith-Mundt Act, as of 2012 by Obama, was changed to say that the news could legally lie to you. The news could legally say things to you they knew were not true, propagandize to you, and they would never be held accountable for that domestically. There's something really, really wrong with that. These school shootings, like I said, these weren't shootings. They were incidences of a gun at school or somebody accidentally shot through something, and they called it a school shooting in Wikipedia. They would go back and call it a school shooting when it really wasn't a shooting like we see now. Now we see somebody go in and children end up dead and staff members end up dead, and that's what we're told in the news. But that never happened before. Before those last over 2 decades, that never happened before. Very, very strange. So I always look at these kinds of things because I'm always a little perplexed. When we saw the tapes of Uvalde, I had the same questions, actually, the same questions about the fact that, wait a second, there's no coroners, there's no kids being transported. Where's all that footage? I wasn't left with questions after Columbine because you could see the footage taking place. They had helicopters up. You could see all the students leaving. You could see them trying to escape. You understood what was happening. But in this, they show pictures of a random ambulance just sitting there with no action going on, telling you that this took place, but nothing actually happening on the ground. That really bothers me for some reason. There's no timeline to view, only that it's just a giant mystery. That's really strange, and we should demand more answers. Wouldn't that be helpful? I mean, if you were at a school, wouldn't that be helpful to know? I would think. I would think one would want to know the answers to those questions. Nothing seems to be shaking out. So I have to bring these there because, you know, we have to ask these questions. We have to get these answers. When it doesn't make sense, something's off. Something's wrong. And so in the Uvalde situation, they had no coroners. They had no way to transport all those kids. In fact, on Facebook, during the actual shooting, the administration on Facebook at the particular school said everything was great. There was something going on in the neighborhood, but everything at the school was just perfect. That was 10 minutes in. So, you know, you don't see any of the action happening. You don't see any of the things going on when we have 24/7 cell phones on us. We've got all kinds of ways to document things, but we're not seeing any of those things. These things are kind of carefully chosen to show the public, which I'm always going to ask more questions. Of course, hearts go out to any victims. Hearts go out to anybody involved in a situation, a random situation like this. And it's so unbelievably hard. At the same time, where's all the footage? Where is everything? In Uvalde, what the big focus went to the cops. The cops not doing anything, and all of a sudden, they had teams, government teams in there on site for some unknown reason, ready to do all the action, and the local cops were the ones villainized. In this, they passed out this body cam footage quickly, and the cops are being hailed as heroes. Remember, there's no timestamp on the bottom of that body cam footage. Why not? Where's the timestamp? Where's the running timestamp so we can see? Very strange. But I bring this to your attention because obviously they didn't want the focus, I don't think, to be on the cops. They wanted the focus to be on the victims. In this case, now it's the cops did every single thing right. They walked right in, got the perpetrator. Perpetrator was just standing there, not hiding or anything, and they gunned the perpetrator down. Okay. That seems pretty simple and just textbook. But that's my question. It's strange. It's kind of strange. And so still today, I'm still wondering about all these things, these questions that haven't been answered. No one can answer them. No one can show footage like the kind of footage I'm asking for, the questions that I have about the kids. Where's all the pictures of the 600 kids at the school? What happened? Everybody should be asking questions. We can go back in time and see incidences. You're always going to have incidences of everything, of everything. But things changed in the last two decades. Why? How did they change? What do we have now? What do we see now? What are we told now? As opposed to those incidences. Those incidences didn't even make the news. Hardly at all. Now they do, 24/7. So of course we need to ask better questions. And if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. I'm just, those questions are still out there, ready to be answered, not answered yet, a couple days later, and I would like to see those answers actually happen. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host for the hour, Alex Jones Show. Thanks for tuning in. And
advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need. You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.